Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Hans Kringle, and he is the president-elect of the Atlantic Rotary. Good morning to you, Hans.
Good morning, Evelyn. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And we want to talk about a really important event coming up that people look forward to all year. 4th of July. What's happening with the fireworks?
The fireworks are going to be put on this year again, this year by the Atlantic Rotary Club. We will be using the same firework company we have used in the last few years that the JC's Club used, and we're expecting the same type of quality, and it's really been a great show the last few years, so it will be consistent with what we've had in the past.
Okay, no big surprises there. So the Atlantic JC's had been sponsoring the fireworks at the Atlantic Airport for, we're not sure how many years, but a long time. And people may not realize that JC's in Atlantic no longer exist. Kind of sad, but that happens, Hans.
Yes, that happened. We had a meeting this past fall to discuss if the JC's would be able to put on the fireworks show this year because there was three of us left. And at that meeting, one of us started the meeting that they had to leave. So that pretty much made that decision very easy for us. And we approached Rotary as soon as we could, once we found that out, and they stepped right in and said we would be happy to help put it on this year. We've done it for long enough, the three of us guys, that Rotary is really going to help us monetarily and with people, and then we'll see how it goes this year and what happens in the future.
See what happens. So, of course, fireworks are not cheap. You have to have some money. So let's talk about sources of money. I understand you had some to start with.
Right. The JC's left Rotary with some seed money. And then the pancake breakfast, which we'll talk about, raises some more. And then the evening of, people are very generous and give freely. It's a free will donation. And then we also have a P.O. box. In the past, it was the JC's P.O. box. This year it is the Rotary P.O. Box. It is P.O. Box number 82. And if you are not able to be there in the parking lot to contribute, but you happen to watch from somewhere around, we'd be happy to take your $5 or $10 to put towards some fireworks so you can see too.
That's a good point, Hans, because I, from my house, I see the high ones. And I'm, right, what, 7 miles away. And you don't have to wait. The other thing I'm thinking, you know, sometimes when you go to something like this, it's like, okay, do I have cash in my pocket? Why not just write a check now?
That would be okay. We would take that. But we also like the money the night of. It's kind of nice to see all of it roll in the night of. It's kind of overwhelming, but they are expensive. Yeah. Every one of them is expensive. So the insurance is expensive. The whole show is expensive, but We blow it all up. All the money that we get, we blow it up.
That's what it's all about, and it's so exciting. It's a family event, and it's community supported, and that's an important thing that's happening. So let's go back now in that day. We're talking about July 4th, because you start out early in the morning.
Yeah, we have a flight pancake breakfast out at the airport, which is going from 7 a.m. until 11. And we bring in the pancake man. He does a great job. He's really fun with the kids, has them catching pancakes from 20 feet behind where he's flipping them. And we hope to serve about 1,000 people. It's $7 a plate, and that money goes to the fireworks. Okay. Once we pay the pancake man. Yeah. He gives us a pretty good deal.
Yeah, he gets asked back. I'm sure that all helps, you know, and I think he has a good time too. So along with the pancakes, I'm sure there's something to drink and all that.
Oh, we have orange juice, milk, coffee, sausage, syrup, and sugar-free syrup. We've done this a few years, so we know what people need when they want their pancakes.
That's great. And, you know, you think pancakes, you got to think all that other stuff going along with it. So you've been doing the pancake breakfast for a while, so this is sort of a natural thing for Rotary. You just expanded. Tell us a bit about that flight breakfast, the flight pancake breakfast.
That's been going on since I can remember. It's since people could fly, I suppose. But
but Rotary, have they been sponsoring
Rotary
that long?
Not, no, Rotary has not sponsored this in the past. They, like I said, JC's approached Rotary and said, we're in a pickle. We want to do the fireworks show. We need your help. Yeah. And Rotary helped.
Well, and Rotary, I think, has such a good reputation in this community, and I'm sure worldwide too. But, you know, you do other fundraisers, and people see that you're doing things for the community. So well, I think it's just natural to support.
Yeah, and I want to touch on that real quick because Rotary is very driven to have one fundraiser a year, and it's the Rotary Auction. And we took that into account for this fireworks because we are going to be raising money just to pay for the fireworks. So this is a separate deal. There was talk about that because we do one fundraiser, and it does very well, and we use that money for the community. So this is going to be completely separate, and like I said, we're going to get the show this year and then discuss who wants to do it in the years to come.
Okay. And there are, as you're looking around the community, other options of people who might be interested or working together as a team. I think people will step up, as Rotary has this year, and probably still be involved in some way.
I would imagine they will be.
But it's good to share the fun and the work because it does take a lot of people to put this together.
Yeah, the last couple years of JC's, we got down to a crew of about 6 people, and that was pretty tough because everybody had to work everything. That's a long 3rd, 4th of July. So we've got enough volunteers this year to spread it out Friday or the evening before the 4th, because they're set up for that too, the morning of the 4th and then the evening of the 4th. Okay. Whereas in the past, that was all 4 or 5 guys.
Yeah. And I'm glad you clarified this is on the 4th of July. It's, you know, sometimes people go, well, we're celebrating the 4th on the weekend. No, this is on the 4th.
This is the 4th on the 4th, celebrating the 4th.
All right. Yes. Very good. Let's talk just a little bit about Rotary in general. You know, as I say, if you're not a member, you've seen the paper, well, Rotary's giving money to this and giving money to that. But what's the main mission? Let's talk a little bit about Rotary as a group.
Rotary's mission is service above self. I have been a member of Rotary for nearly 5 years here in Atlantic, and it's just been a great organization. I think Atlantic's Rotary Club in general is one of the top tiers, especially for the population size. And the amount that they do for the community through grants, they get so many requests weekly, and they do a great job of fulfilling everything that we think falls under the pillars of Rotary.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. You know, if I decide I want to improve my garden, I'm going to come to Rotary. No, I don't believe that's going to fit your criteria. No. What are some of the criteria?
Well, there are several criteria, and you can see on our request, on our application, everything in detail. But we have a pretty objective board of 8 to 10 people that discuss everything and look in depth, you know, is this what we really want to do, you know? And I've been a part of that process, and it goes very well. And I think we do a good job of giving.
So is there a deadline date that, you know, for some grants, you've got to have them all in by April 30th or whatever. Can people apply throughout the year?
Yes, we go on a quarterly basis. Now we in the past it was kind of whenever you wanted, but we'd get them in such bursts sometimes that it was tough to discuss them all in one meeting. So we tried to kind of get those spaced throughout a little bit better. Wendy Richter and Kate Olson have been great at handling logistics of that.
Okay. Yeah, it takes lots of people with a lot of different skills to do this kind of group and be successful.
And that's what Rotary is here in town. It is by far the strongest group that I've been a part of. Being a part of JC's and struggling to scrape by for 4 years putting on shows and raising money, Rotary has the luxury of membership and resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're a long-time organization and worldwide, as I recall.
Yes, they are international.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rotary International, I think that's part of the name. So I think people do kind of know about Rotary, and it has a good reputation.
Yes, and we would like to keep it that way.
So again, let's remind folks, July 4th, what time does the breakfast start?
The breakfast starts at 7 a.m., goes to 11 a.m.
And that's flight breakfast, and everybody welcome. I think the flyers have free breakfast. And if you want to come in and park for the fireworks, what time does that start?
We will be out there parking cars by 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Okay. We're going to shoot them off at dusk. which is kind of a, depends on the weather conditions that evening, but a couple hours in advance, people like to get out there, get a nice spot, enjoy the music, enjoy the scenery. It's a cool deal.
And if people would like to donate by sending you some money, what's the post office box?
P.O. Box 82 to the Atlantic Rotary Club.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Hans Kringle, and best wishes to Rotary, and everybody have a great time on 4th of July.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. We can't plan life. All we can do is be available for it.